Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Let's welcome in Adam Ronis on the HRNP guest line, fantasy betting, Sirius XM. You can catch him there all the time. Follow him on Twitter, too, Adam Ronis. He'll lay down some bets for you there as well that you can follow. Adam, thanks for hanging out, coming on, joining the Killer Bees. How much are you looking at this Thursday night football game with guys that you like? Obviously, two very good offenses with the Chiefs and the Ravens, but maybe two from a DFS perspective. Are there guys that you like in tonight's game more than others?
Yeah, this obviously is a premier game, two of the top teams in the NFL to start the year. I do think, though, it might not be as high scoring as we anticipate. These teams met in the postseason. It wasn't high scoring. It was 17-10. But the thing there was the Ravens really abandoned what they do best. They did not run the football. They only had 6 carries combined for their running backs last year. Lamar Jackson led them in rushing. They bring in Derrick Henry, who, it's strange, usually 30-year-old running backs, we want to dismiss them. We want to move on. But Derrick Henry's a different beast. He also was in an offense last year that was just putrid. They had a bad offensive line. They had no creativity. Henry's a good fit, so you have to like him. And I think Rashee Rice is a guy that you have to be high on. There was some concern about a potential suspension in the last month or two, but it looks like that's not going to happen this year. That court date is set for December 9th, and it looks like the NFL won't make a decision until it plays out in the courts. And Rice was a bargain if you were drafting a month, 2 months ago, and he started to creep up drafts, going as early as the 3rd round in some competitive leagues. He came on really strong last year in the second half. Hollywood Brown is out tonight, so you have to be pretty excited about seeing Rashee Rice.
Well, you mentioned it, Adam. You talk about who's out. We were just talking, coming back from break now, that it looks like Christian McCaffrey's dinged up. What are key injuries that people need to pay attention to in week one?
Yeah, the McCaffrey thing, that's an injury he had in the preseason. They're just listing it on the injury report. So it sounds like he's going to play. But either way, if you have not already scooped up Jordan Mason, he's got to be on a roster because he's the backup. Originally was Elijah Mitchell. But some other injuries to keep an eye on to see if DeAndre Hopkins can go this week. Christian Kirk looks like he's good with the calf injury. So there's not a ton of major injuries. Obviously, Ja'Marr Chase, is he going to suit up? He's barely practiced. I see T. Higgins was on the injury report with a hamstring. But a lot of times, there's nothing to worry about on a Wednesday or Thursday. It's really Friday to see if someone misses practice. That's really the key day, which will determine whether a guy suits up or not. But you're going to see a lot of minor injuries. I mean, Matt Gay, the kicker for the Colts, if you have him, move on, get a different kicker, because it looks like he might not suit up this week.
Adam Ronis, Fantasy and Betting, Fantasy Life on Sirius. You can follow him on Twitter at Adam Ronis. You mentioned one there, Jordan Mason's season, if McCaffrey goes down. But who are some other season-long stash or fringe stash guys that you're monitoring this weekend?
There's a lot of running backs that you want to have on the back end of your roster because of potential injury. Bucky Irving, Tampa Bay, is one. We heard some comments from Todd Bowles saying, yeah, we're going to go with the hot hand. Right now, it's Rashad White to start. The concern with Rashad White is last year he had 336 touches. That was second in the NFL. Only Christian McCaffrey had more with 339. So he was very dependent on volume. And Dave Canales was the offensive coordinator who went with Rashad White, and there was really no threats. There was no backups. Canales is gone. He's coaching Carolina. Liam Cohen comes in. Now, he came out and said, yeah, Rashad White's the guy, but he's very inefficient, and he's dependent on volume. So if that continues, they just drafted Bucky Irvin this year in the 4th round, so he could be a guy that emerged. But there's a lot of these backup running backs that you want to keep an eye on. Tyrone Tracy for the Giants, Kamani Vidal for the Chargers. We know J.K. Dobbins, the reports have been pretty positive, but injuries have been a big factor for him. Gus Edwards, not that exciting. But you want to have a lot of these backup running backs. Samaje Perine, So he was a big pickup off waivers last night because, remember, he was basically fourth on the depth chart for Denver. They released him. We didn't know where he was going to go. Now he's in Kansas City, where we saw him last year, very efficient catching the football. And Isaiah Pacheco can catch the football and was really good last year, but it feels like they don't want to overwork him. And P. Ryan will be incorporated into that Kansas City offense. And we saw what Jerick McKinnon did. So P. Ryan might still be available on your waiver wire. Should definitely pick him up. But, you know, guys like Ty Chandler, Tyler Argeal, you want all these backup running backs. You want as many of those guys on your roster instead of a wide receiver who is boring and has no ceiling.
Adam, who are some of the guys you get the kind of caution flag for week one, whether they didn't play at all in the preseason and they might come out a little rusty? Rodgers used to be known for that. But also some of the guys that maybe have a tough matchup in week one, no matter how highly they were drafted in a lot of drafts.
Yeah, a couple of quarterbacks have some really tough matchups in week one. Dak Prescott going against the Cleveland defense. Cleveland's defense at home last year was suffocating. They allowed 13.9 points per game at home last year. The offensive line for the Cowboys is still good, but not as good as years past. Their running back situation is up in the air. We don't know who it's going to be. It looks like Rico Dowdle would be the guy. Brandon Cooks has been baked up in the preseason. CeeDee Lamb just came back from practice. So that's a tough matchup. So if you have like Jared Goff, he's in a much better situation. He's at home going against the Rams defense, which has a lot of problems. Remember, Aaron Donald is gone. And Detroit has one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. And we know Goff indoors at home definitely excels. And Brock Purdy as well. He's going against the Jets. They did get Trent Williams back, but he wasn't there all of training camp. Brandon Ayuk missed a lot of time. This Jets defense was no joke. 187 yards, passing yards allowed per game last year, second fewest in the NFL. So it's a tough matchup for a couple of those quarterbacks where you might want to go with a guy like Jared Goff.
Adam Ronis on Twitter, Fantasy and Betting, Fantasy Life Show on Sirius XM. If you're a sicko, sometimes like me, and you go the streaming quarterback, streaming tight end route, who are guys you like in week one?
Yeah, for quarterbacks this week, believe it or not, it's not that bad of a matchup for Sam Darnold. I know it's going to take a lot to put him in your lineup, but if you're digging deep, he's not bad. The Giants have a lot of problems in the secondary. Justin Jefferson, obviously, is going to tear them up. If Geno Smith, you know, this is a new offense with Ryan Grubb coming in. They're at home against Denver. He's in a good spot. Even Baker Mayfield, because Washington's secondary has a lot of problems. Tight end is always tougher. I will say this. If you're in a league where Taysom Hill has tight end eligibility, put him on the roster. It looks like they're going to expand his role this year. He had a lot of goal line carries. They have a lot of problems in that backfield. You know, Alvin Kamara is older. Kendrick Miller's on IR. They don't have a lot of answers there. You're going to see Taysom Hill in the backfield, the lineup at tight end, wide receiver. Some formats, he has tight end eligibility. Yahoo added him about a week and a half ago, and CBS Sports just added him last night. I disagree with that. You can't do it this late, but you just take advantage of the platform's rules. So Taysom Hill could be a guy that you could plug in there at tight end, and I see him having a big role. And Decker, he might have a big role early on for Washington as they're trying to see who is going to emerge as that wide receiver too. So Ertz might get you a few catches here against Tampa Bay.
Adam, I'm also curious just from a Texans perspective. We talk about it pretty much daily in terms of the depth of the Texans wide receiver room. But from your perspective, from a fantasy perspective, we know that they got three top-notch receivers. We've fought back and forth about who's going to have most touchdowns, most yards. Can they all get to 1,000 yards? From a fantasy perspective, how do you look at these three guys?
Yeah, most draft, Nico Collins was the first guy taken. I've always been a fan of him. Last year, he finally paid dividends, taking him in round 9 or 10, had that breakout year. Stephon Diggs, you got to think that they brought him in for a reason because he really had a bad second half. Part of that was the build, changing the offensive philosophy, going to the run. You had to think he was pretty pissed off a little bit, wasn't getting the football. I don't think he's completely done. And the Texans know they have to get him the football because if you don't, we've seen it, he's going to complain and get upset. And Tainwell might not be on the field as much when they play two wide sets, but Dell's one of those guys when the ball's in his hands, he has a chance to take it to the house anytime. So Collins is the preferred guy, but Tank Dell was the cheapest one, and he's got a tremendous ceiling. And CJ Stroud is the guy delivering the football, and he could put up a monster year. So yeah, I can tell you this, people were drafting the Texans offense as if this team is going to be one of the best in the NFL. They were probably one of the more expensive offenses to draft in fantasy this year.
Yeah, I have plenty of Stroud shares, so I'm hoping that is the case. I mean, Tank caught 7 touchdowns in 11 games last year. Pretty crazy. Adam, thanks so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Hope you have a good fantasy week and enjoy the first week of the NFL season.
Thanks. Same to you guys. It's finally here. We get a great game tonight.
Yes, we do. Adam Ronis, Fantasy and Betting, Fantasy Life Show and SiriusXM. You can follow him on Twitter at Adam Ronis. Cash some winners with Adam and listen to his fantasy advice as well.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.